Well, in terms of the question of aren't all the areas of the oceans mapped, a lot of people think that, but the truth is that really only about 5 to 10% of the oceans are mapped at the same level of detail as many of our road maps or many of our topographic maps. And this is because it's very hard to see through the water in the oceans, and it's very hard to be at sea and to be in all places at all times. Now, GIS stands for Geographic Information System, and it's basically a map paired with a database on steroids. So the map is what a lot of people see, but with regard to what you see on the map, that is powered by spatial analysis. So a Geographic Information System takes geographic data. It works with you as a knowledgeable operator to analyze that data, particularly with regard to spatial relationships, what is close to what is inside of what, where would the most appropriate places be to do something, what can we predict in terms of where things are going to be in the future. GIS answers those kinds of questions and then gives you the answer in terms of a beautiful map, because you can layer and analyze all of these different data sets that represent different ways that people use the oceans. If you come from a particular community, such as the commercial fishing community, the conservation community, the marine transportation community with their shipping lanes, the recreational community, so all of those communities, their uses of the ocean can be expressed in terms of geographic data, which can go into a GIS, and then you can use the spatial analysis of GIS to answer those questions that I was talking about before, especially in terms of what is inside of something else, what is going to conflict with something in terms of different uses of the ocean at different times of the year. Given those different uses and different times, how should we use the ocean? What areas should be protected when? What areas are best for shipping lanes and so forth? So I often refer to GIS as an engine for coastal and marine spatial planning. But progressively, GIS has been used as a scientific tool. So GIS is taken out to sea when research vessels go out. We've already talked about coastal and marine spatial planning. And now, GIS is being used by everyone who has an interest in the oceans, by aquaria, such as your aquarium. By school children who are interested in the oceans and doing projects and classes. Everybody is using GIS in some form or fashion.